Oh, man. Kevin Hart.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin Hart.
Shut up.
Kevin Hart.
It's Kevin Hart.
Shut up, Russ.
Kevin Hart. You gotta love Kevin Hart, man. He's just everywhere.
Little Kevin Hart.
We can't get rid of him.
Yeah, jeez. Under your shoe, underneath your arm.
Everywhere.
Yeah. But anyway.
So what?
I thought you were great on the
Golden Globes with Selma Hayek.
But Selma seemed a little bit lost there. Didn't she know about you? She didn't know that you were going to clown? She didn't have... It's like...
No, you know, it's funny. Before we went out, she kept saying, Kevin, if you're going to do something, tell me now. I said, no, I'm not saying no. Kevin, just don't have me out there looking crazy, okay? Tell me now. Yeah. No, I'm not telling you nothing, Selma. Let's go out there and let's just go. So, literally, this is like right before we walked out.
Right.
And I go right like 110% before we walked out. She goes, Kevin, and I just walked.
I felt bad for her because you were funny, obviously, and thanks. She was just trying to figure it out. And but that's okay; it didn't matter because it was
that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, it's another
that's
Kevin
the beauty
Hart
of the
moment.
Golden Globe, like it's live TV.
Absolutely.
That's what I love about live TV.
Well, I'm loving The Wedding Ringer. Everybody is saying that it's like hilarious. January 16th when it's in theaters, and you know we know that it was Josh Gad's movie at first, but then after a while, you know, you just took it over, man. It's let's go ahead and market the little black guy.
Wow, is that what they said? I think they called him by name, Kevin Hart. Do you think they said the little black guy?
That's not true.
Yes, it was true because it was in the Sony's office. They called him that little black nigger.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We saw the emails.
That little black nigger, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you better tweet about it, you little bitch.
You nigger whore.
Were you mad about the stuff that came out with Sony? Or were you like, hey, it is what it is?
What am I be mad for?
Yes.
Tell me what reason I got to be mad.
I know everybody else was mad. Everybody else was mad when they found out how much money you got for tweeting. They were like, that damn Kevin Hart.
Here's what you have to understand. Because it's y'all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Okay?
Right.
Here's what I am. I'm a brand. Okay?
Yes.
I worked hard to build this brand.
Absolutely.
My social media is basically a reflection of my hard work. I built that up. You're looking at 45 million people between Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Mm. Nobody else has access to that but me. Mm. So for people to assume that they can have free access to that is wrong.
Tell that.
What do studios do? Studios basically, you do social media buys. You do internet buys. You do media spins. Treat me the same way you treat
those
people.
Thank you. And you know what? I took a little heat because I got mad at what they said about you. So, you know, I'm defending my friend. I'm just like, hey, mm-hmm. You guys don't know how this guy has worked.
Yeah, you did.
To build up this social media thing that he has. He's one thing I can say about you. You're not very talented, but you're a smart businessman.
Very smart business guy. You know what, though? While we're talking social media, can you go ahead and tweet that you're talking to us right now on Facebook and Instagram?
At Russ Parr Show.
What we're talking about. Basically, what I want you guys, well, not you guys, I know you understand. If anybody else understand, it's not me just going and trying to get people for all they have. It's me making people understand that I'm a business.
Yeah.
Right.
Respect me and treat me accordingly. Like, there's value to that. If there wasn't any value to that, then everybody would open up whatever email base they have.
And you go to
Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster has an email base. They got somebody that they can go directly to. They can't just give that away. When you go to Live Nation, when you go to Rockefeller, anybody, any large company, Google, you go to what's another one?
Amazon.
What's another large internet? Amazon.
Yeah.
They have a internet base. They have millions the people that they can send their information out to whenever they want at their disposal.
Yeah.
That's valuable.
Yeah, and take advantage of
valuable.
It. Take advantage of while you can, because you could be 2 months away wearing an orange apron at Home Depot. That could happen.
This interview just made a weird turn.
Yeah. All right, back to The Wedding Ringer.
The
Wedding Ringer, man, it looks hilarious. You get to showcase you. Everybody's giving it great reviews.
It's good. I'm not even gonna bull. Like, I'm not even gonna BS you. This is the best that I've been in a film, man. The reason why I did this movie is because it's my first rated R comedy, but it's the first time that I get to be that version of myself from stand up. I get to cut loose.
Yeah.
I get to really, really cut loose and have levels. I get to act. You know, normally I come in, I'm a comedy relief, and yes, I may be funny in a film, but I don't have levels. It's kind of one note.
There's levels to this
movie where I am going on different notes. I'm emotional. I'm funny. I'm driving a story. And the road to friendship between these two guys is a dope story that's being told. And, you know, I don't want people to think this is a wedding movie, because it's not. So much more.
Are you, Russ. Hey, Russ. Hey, Russ. Wake up. Russ, wake up. Kevin Hart is still on the phone.
Oh, okay. My bad.
This is a big interview.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, were you excited about doing this because you are getting ready to plan your own wedding?
Well, at the time when I was doing the movie, I wasn't planning that, so it didn't have anything to do with it. But now, yes, it is coinciding with one another.
And I am glad that you're getting married, because it kills all those gay rumors.
Yeah, I'm always wondering.
No rumors, Russ. You just put that out there.
Hey, also, what are you doing?
Said that, Russ.
What are you doing at the 46th Annual Image Awards? Are you playing a trophy?
What am I doing?
Yeah, you're playing a trophy.
Okay. Well, Russ, you know I already have four of those. Hey, Russ, real quick. Yeah. When I saw you that time in Miami, riding on the back of that dude's motorcycle.
Yes, thank you for bringing it up.
That hurts.
Yes, really.
No, that's not real, Brett.
It really happened.
You see my big ass on one of the motorcycles? Come on, ain't happening.
You did it. Big bike.
That's all right.
Oh, wow.
All right, listen. Kevin Hart in The Wedding Ringer. Hey, it starts January 16th. Man,
that's Friday.
This dude is a funny man. He's a funny man. I know him personally. And, of course, I will see you at the Image Awards on TV1.
Are you coming?
Yeah.
We're proud of you, Kevin. We're really proud of you.
Yeah. You know.
I know, but why is Russ going to the Image Awards?
I don't know.
I know. I'm trying to do something with my image.
He said he knows Kevin Hart, so.
That's how you got in.
I want you to do this. Russ?
Yes?
If you don't see me in the beginning, then don't try to go in, because I want to make sure they don't stop you at the door.
Kevin, goodbye. Goodbye, sir.
Okay. Hey, Russ.
Yes.
Honestly, man,
yeah.
I miss you. I love you guys,
man.
Shut up.
I know we're not nice to each other. We're pretty mean all the time.
Yeah.
In this case, I'm being serious. I miss y'all.
I miss you, too.
We miss you, too,
Kev. Now go f*** yourself.
Oh, wow.
All right, Kevin, man.
Wow, man.
I love you, man.
Love you, too. Oh.
The Raw Morning Show.